have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To your father, that's my only option. After you ripped the veil and gave me the gospel, so I could see the truth, so I can walk with you. And that's the greatest thing that anyone can ever do. You really saved my life when I was worse at it. An addict on any level for pleasure, pain, and passion. I could never grasp it, cause it's never lasting. But Lord, you everlasting. I burn my flesh to ashes so I can walk with you. Your love is unconditional. So even though I struggle with my past, you still see me through. Sometimes I get it wrong. I fail plenty times. But I get back up and I ride your son, lift and die for my eternal life. So now I'm still tight. God inside, you give me life. Now I'm saying I will fight. All my pain, hurt, and my struggles in my past life. Lord, you wipe away my tears every night.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up and worship at the red light. Getting lost in the praise, but I'm too hype. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it better, do it, been warned. Baptized, my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send a praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending away, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from...
Yes, yes, welcome. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, it has been quite the week, but here we are back again. And I tell you one thing, wow, I know. I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I believe I say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. I do. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the last time that was the last time that I said, you know what, this might be the last time. I really missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me, Dre, for another Sunday with Nuts. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't shout out Elation and the beautiful and lovely, the visionary, the woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson, for giving me such a wonderful platform, in which I use to help so many people, because you guys really need my help. As the disclaimer states, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for y'all. Why? Because y'all messed up. Y'all jacked up. You got problems. I don't know what it is, but it's a problem. And I'm here to help. Why? Because I help people. I give. That's kind of what I do. So let's just jump right into it because, again, y'all need help. This first segment, I tell you what, is the, well, I titled this segment, Get the Look. I don't know if y'all realize what the look is, but everyone possesses the look that they give to somebody or group of somebody. When they observe or listen and hear something that is just totally unbelievable, it's so ridiculous. You're like, why would you think that I would, how people, you know what? They just get the look. Let me tell you what. If you full of crap, you could be the one that gets the look. Could be a family member that gets the look. Could be a friend or co-worker, stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, hey, look at me. I'm not believing that. I'm not that stupid. And you're stupid if you believe I'm that stupid. And you getting the look. All right? Now, if you don't recognize any of these, and anybody you know, that's because, well, all of them are tied into you. And some point of the day tomorrow, you're going to do something or say something to somebody, and you're going to get the look. All right, here we go. This right here will get you the look. I would help you. I really would. I would take you there, but next week is not a good time for me. Yeah, see, next week I'm driving down to Africa. Yeah, I got to take care of some personal stuff. Yeah, family member. Yeah, I'm driving down to Africa next week. I'll be gone all Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday. Because when do you drive? I'm driving Tuesday. Where you driving to? I'm driving down to Africa. Okay. Oh, yeah. You going to drive down to Africa. Okay. Yeah, you going to get the look. Number two. this right here will get you the look. Hey, if you don't mind, look, I'll pay you back next week, okay? Because I got to go down to the White House and get the rest of my COVID money that they owe me. I got an appointment for 9:30 in the morning, so I got to get down there, pick up my check, and then I give you that money I owe you. You know what? Like, you're going to just go down to the White House. Knock on the door. They let you in. Okay? And you tell them you need your money, the rest of your COVID check. Come on, man. Come on, man. Quit lying to people. See, that right there going to get you the look. Number three. This right here will get you the look. Oh, my God. You know what? That, yeah. Rent-A-Center came and got their little funky county love seat last week. Yeah, they ain't got their funky. I'm just waiting to pay your money because they owe me my deposit. So as soon as they get my deposit back, I'm gonna give you your $60. Come on now, that right there gets you the look. If Rent-A-Center can't get your furniture, trust me, the last thing you're gonna get from them is a deposit. Now you might get some more furniture after a week or two, but you ain't gonna get ready to get no deposit back from Rent-A-Center. Quit lying to folks. This one right here will get you the look. Look here, I get it to you Friday, cause me and my cousin, we played the pick six, and we hit. Yeah, we played the pick six on the lottery, and we won $1 million. Yeah, because he got three numbers, and then I got three numbers. So we're going to combine our tickets and get $1 million. And then as soon as we get $1 million, I'm going to go to the liquor store. I'm going to have Raheem go ahead and cash it right there because he takes, 11%. And then I'll get you your money. Come on, man. Come on. You first of all, that's just that. Okay, in order to win the lottery, you have to have six matching numbers to win the full lottery. Now, you're telling me that you got three numbers out of the six, and then your cousin got a separate ticket with matching another three numbers. So y'all going to combine them together, and y'all going to walk in and take them two tickets and win one lottery. Come on, man. Stop. This is stupid. It's not going to happen, and I'm not going to believe that. I refuse to because it don't happen, and you're going to get the look. Now, oh, my gosh. This segment right here, again, and I really want to let you know that I'm not biased, and I don't have a prejudice bone in my body. But now this segment right here is white people, black people. This is what white people do. That black people do the same but just different. I'm telling you, we all created equal, and we're all the same. White people and black people, we do the same thing. We respond the same way to different situations, but we just do it a little different, okay? Okay? Here's some examples of how white people and black people do the same thing. It's a little bit different. Number one, white people, they chat. Get sent home with a note from school that they have been behaving badly and being disruptive. White people going to tell a child, okay, look, this can't happen. This can't happen. You're grounded, okay? Do you want me to take your games away? That's what they're going to do. And they're going to reason with the child. Because they're going to get, honestly, they're going to give the child a chance, okay, to at least defend themselves. Not a black child. Black child come home with a note telling me they've been bad and disruptive in class. This is the first thing a black mama going to say. Okay. If you don't get your in that room and wait for me, okay, and I bet you know what, you're not getting nothing. Don't ask for nothing. Don't think about nothing. And don't even dream about nothing. If I If I catch you dreaming about getting something, I'm going to wake you up and beat you back to sleep. See, black people, white people. See, we do the same thing. It's a little bit different. Just a little bit different. Good example, huh? White people and black people, they do things the same. Just a little bit different. Just a little bit different. White folks walking through the grocery store aisle. The mother's, you know, getting a little stuff off the shelf because she got a grocery list. White kid pushing the shopping cart. Accidentally runs up on the back of the white woman's ankle. She's going to say, you're going to hear, ouch! Oh, my God, Johnny, watch where you're going. That really hurts. Sorry, Mommy. Same scenario. Black mother in the grocery store. On the aisle. Getting stuff off the shelf to put in the car. Little black kid pushing the shopping cart. Accidentally. Run the shopping cart. Up the back of his mama's ankle. This is what you gonna hear. Oh, mother, you did that on purpose. Then I tell you, sorry, shut up. Matter of fact, he here. Mama, how you like that? Feel good, do it. Come on now, y'all. See, the same thing, just a little different. They did the same thing, just a little different. See, black people, white people, they just alike. Just a little different. And this is an example right here of how black people and white people do the same thing, just a little different. And I'm going to tell you right here. This is my thing. White mother actually knocked on the door to her son's room. Opens the door and says, hey, little Johnny, I'm going to cook dinner. I'm thinking about maybe pasta. Does that sound all right with you? I don't want no pasta. Well, what would you like? Pizza. Oh, well, we had pizza 2 days ago. Don't you want some vegetables? I know you like pasta. You like my chicken primavera. I don't want the chicken primavera. I want pizza. If I don't have pizza, I won't eat anything. And get out of my room. Close my door. Oh, my God. Now, that's white people. Black parents. Black mama. The same thing. Now, she go, first of all, ain't going to be no closed door in a black mama house, okay? Because I'm all her doors. And if she ain't closed it, it better be open, okay? But she going to say, boy, you better come on in here and eat what we have. No matter what we have, we got food. You better come over here and eat. Well, it smells like fried chicken. I don't care what the hell it smells like. You want something, you better get it. I don't want fried chicken. Fine. I bet you'll starve to death. Sure will. Matter of fact, you ain't eating. Go to bed. More chicken for me and your daddy. It's the same thing, just different. That's the same thing, just different. See, with all this division going on, come on now. There's got to be a way for us to realize we are still one. Black people, white people, same thing, just different. Go to a white church. Yeah. Tell you what the choir is going to sing. They're going to sing three songs. Three songs in 11 minutes. Hey, beautiful. Give they praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Go to a black church. They're going to sing three songs. Three songs. An hour and a half. Wait a minute. This is the longest Precious Lord and Amazing Grace that I ever heard in my life. Okay? You literally got praise team members nodding off. Come on, man. It's the same, just different. Black people, white people, we all the same. Do not let what's going on in this world separating the divides. We're the same. We just do things a little different. This next thing is one of my favorites because it's telling you, this is one of the staples of the Sunday with Natural Dre. It's the I'm a thug. Tell you what, a lot of people don't realize thug lifestyle. Everything they do, everything about them is thugged out. Their hair, the way they dress, their car, their living situation, the way they talk, the way they walk, even the way they eat, and the stuff they eat. Just straight thuggery. Let me tell you one thing. You could be the thug, your thug, your dirty thug, low down dirty thug. Could be a family member that's a thug. Could be a friend or a coworker. Could be a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank. Someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they are just straight thugging to the 1,000th degree. You know what it's called? Hell. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into you. And you are straight fucking. Get your life right. Get out these streets. With your body and your mind. No. I'm a thug. I got a piggyback I owe use. Come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah, that's a thug right there. That's a thug, because a thug is stupid anyway. You mean to tell me you got a piggy bank full of IOUs? So you've been saving up nothing? What? That's a thug mentality, though, because a thug ain't never planning for tomorrow. It's all about today. That's a thug, y'all. Number two. I'm a thug. Ooh, this one right here. I took my driver's license test in a stolen car. See, that's a thug right there. That's a thug. That's a thug. That's a thug, y'all. You can't convince me different. That's a thug. Number three. I'm a thug. Oh, this one right here. This is a thug. This is a thug. I go to the school of blind and bumping the people on purpose. So that right there is a thug. These people got enough problems. They got enough difficulties in their life. And you're going to go around and just start bumping into them. And you probably ain't even saying, excuse me. So that's a thug right there. That's a thug mentality. Don't care about nobody but themselves. Their own pleasure and enjoyment. That's a thug, y'all. That's a thug. Listen right here. I'm a thug. I go to old folks' homes and pull the fire alarm. You know what? Yeah, that's a dirty, low-down, dirty piece of garbage, trash thug. Why are you going to these people? Just, you know, they living out they won the years, the remaining years of their life. Okay, they maxing and relaxing, chilling until it's time for them to go to the. Now you going around disturbing what little piece they might have left and quiet they might have left by pulling the fire alarm. Now they got to get up and get their hustle on, running for their life, jogging for their life. That's a thug. That's a thug. Because a thug, y'all know a thug don't respect nobody, especially older people. This one right here. I'm a thug. I go to Weight Watchers meeting. Selling Girl Scout cookies. You know what? That's the thug right there. These folks is trying to get their skinny on. They trying to get their skinny on. But you got this delicious box of treats with these folks fiending and foaming at the mouth. They trying to lose weight. But you bringing them weight to eat. Come on now. They went from trying to lose weight to just can't wait to eat. Because of you. You're a thug. That's a thug right there. This is right here. I'm a thug. In my driver's license picture, I'm smoking a black and mild. Not only is you the thug, but the person at that office needs to be fired because they are thug too for allowing that. You and your doggone driver's license picture smoking a black and mild. What the hell is going on with this world? That's a thug, y'all. That's a thug. If you see him, point him out. I'm pointing at you, you thug. This is right here. Whew, I'm telling you, this right here is a stone cold thug. They don't get no more thuggish than this. I'm a thug. Kindergarten to his old daycare, so he can fight the kids and bully them. You know what? First of all, he ain't supposed to be there. He ain't supposed to be there, okay? But you didn't took your kindergartner back to his old daycare to fight the kids. Come on. Them, more than likely, if let's say he had been bullied when he was at the daycare, them kids is gone. They ain't the same kid that was bullying your child, picking on your child. But oh, you guess, you say if he can't get the ones that it was, he'll get anybody. And anybody will do. Come on, man. That's a thug. That's a thug for real. This is right here. This finally right here, this is a thug. This is a thug. Ain't nothing but thug in this. I'm a thug. Why I get a DUI? While driving to my Alcoholics Anonymous class. Come on now. Come on, man. Stop it. It don't make no damn sense. I'm sorry. I just slipped out. What? How you expect to go to? You already have Alcoholics Anonymous, and then you get pulled over and arrested for drunken driving on your way to your Alcoholics. And you know what? That's a thug right there, y'all. Cause they gonna throw caution to the wind. I'm telling you, there's a lot of thugs out here, y'all. Be careful, because if you run into one, you better run the other way as soon or as fast as you can. Well, finally, we come to the part of the program where I always love to go, because it's our spiritual part, where we go a little deeper in the Lord. We go deeper. It allows us to share some of our good news about what the Lord is doing for us. For it is the church announcements. And I invite you to please join us. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. I said we are small in number, but we are big in faith. This is why I like to do church announcements, because I always want to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Everybody's on one accord, that the body is united and there's no confusion within the church. We are one mind, body, and spirit. There's no saint left behind. I'd like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the internet, so can't watch us as we stream the set it up again. Also, like the church announcement for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary services or watching us as we stream, miss some parts or all of the announcement, because quite frankly, they were paying attention to the wrong thing or things. Let me tell you something. I'm going to put it out there right now. Okay? I know which one of you did it and which one of you haven't done it. Okay? Okay? Let me tell you something. If I haven't accepted your Facebook friend request, we ain't friends. If your feelings hurt, that's your feelings. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay? But let me tell you something. If I send you a friend request and you don't accept it within the first 24 hours, I got a problem, because I'm confused. I don't know what the hell is going on. I thought we was bigger and better than that. Deacon Lonnie, let me tell you something. If you don't push accept right now, matter of fact, if you don't push accept right now, me and you, not only are we not friends, like apparently we not, but we sworn in. Yeah, and you're going to be blocked. And then don't let me catch you around the block. Because we're a box. Announcement number one. We have a new member. Sister, let me see, make sure I'm saying this right. Sister Montesuela Hernandez Rodriguez Elupe Diego. And that's just one person. Okay. But somebody say the name again. Shut up. The devil is a lie. Quit playing with God. But anyway, she's a new member, and apparently her she's requesting the church's help to pay her outstanding cable bill over $300 so she can watch her favorite shows, Telemundo. Okay, it's over $300. Well, first of all, I'm just going to say this to, now I ain't going to say the name again. Hey, man, quit playing with me. First of all, Sister Diego, as a new member, you ain't been a member of the church long enough for us to pay $318 worth of a bill for you. Now, based on your time as a member, we can slide you a smooth $27 on that. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. You're gonna have to get your Telemundo somewhere else. Okay. Announcement number two. As we all know, Brother Jacquez was going off to college, and he got a partial scholarship to Duke University, and we are so happy for him, and we're proud of Brother Jacquez. His mom is requesting some help to cover the rest of his tuition for the semester, and I told her that, you know, we got no problem because we always want to help the young folk. You know, we all want to help the young folk, especially if they're doing something positive and doing good things, okay? So we are going to be taking care of the rest of his semester. So he's got half, so we're going to be paying the other half. How much does it cost to go to Duke University? $57,000 a semester. Oh no, this is the school year. No, it's a school year. So $57,000 for one full school year. What is that? 57. So half of 57 carry the one. That's $28,500. That's a church. $28,500. Say, Roger Quinn, hey, you know what? I'm gonna tell you now. You know what? If you expect the church to come up with $28,500 for you to go a whole school year, dude, let me tell you something. You better take that first semester, learn all you can, okay? Maybe triple up your classes, cause when you come home for a Christmas vacation, you done. $28,500 from the church. Man, speaking of that, now we come to the part of the service and announcement that I always look forward to and not looking forward to, was the announcement of the building fund total. Now, as you know, the building fund has a little bit of everything to offer. Intrigue, horror, comedy, adventure, horror. But most of all, unpredictability. Every day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, I read it just like it's wrote. Every day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, more than a few eyebrows. You know what? Yeah, that's about right. Well, thank you all so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And like I always do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all hears about our eyes are closed. You know what? Let's get it. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. We thank you for making a way out of no way. What way? That way. Thank you for opening the doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Overruled. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Man, over there. You see when the people over there laid on the floor, squirming, twitching? That's the sick room. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, hold us close to your bosom, shielding us, protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now you guys be blessed and not stressed. I will see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me just a little bite. Put on just a little weight. You guys take care. And I miss y'all already. Be blessed. Good night.
My daddy is king, your daddy was king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings, I know what matters to me. My family first, that's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me, I'm breaking that curse. Now that I'm free, no longer in bondage, I'm paying homage to the ones who before me went up in glory. My spirit is shining, I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God, I worship the finest. I walk in the streets of gold, I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest, I gotta stay positive. Got my son with me, gotta stay humble, I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is, freedom is mine, look. Having fun with it, dropping them jewels, so to mentally climb, look. Better run with it. I'm amazing. For the birds, sun's out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurt. Driving with my windows down, then I make the left turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's the recipe. Life says to me, still Bobby too, be a blessing me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing for the age of three. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later I made it, feel underrated though. Hit my shot like the fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a bills like the pay, don't wanna miss alone. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's flipping on the federals. Now I'm gonna mention something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are accessible.
I'm amazing.